And so you should have got a little thing pop up. You can just say, got it. And then also, as usual, after our meeting today, we'll be sharing the slides, because I think there were maybe one or two announcements added since we sent out the slides yesterday, and other materials that you'll learn about as we go on today that we'll be sharing after in an email. Next slide. All right, so today, and I already see some folks have done it, so thank you. We'll be renaming ourselves, and that's going to allow us to opt into the breakout room of your choice, and those are those wellness activities that we'll be offering today. And so to do that, so you'll look and hover over with your cursor, if you're on your computer, over your camera or your name. And then the three dots should pop up in the top right corner. So when you click those three dots, you'll see different options like mute, stop video, but you'll want to go to the bottom where it says rename. And then you'll click rename, and that's where you'll have a little box pop up and you'll get to rename yourself. So we're asking you to do three things when you rename yourself. And the first is you're going to choose two numbers. I know usually we say to choose one, but we're asking you to give your top two preferences. We're going to do our best to try and get folks in one or their first or second choice of your wellness activity today. So if you could put two, and I already see people changing from one to two, so thank you for that quick response. So you'll choose two numbers, and your options are one, healing crystals, stones 101. Option two is yoga and meditation. A three is journaling for the soul. Four is dance and martial arts. And five is this a breakout room where you have the option to just informally connect and chat with other folks that opt into that breakout room with you. And then you'll put your name and then your program. So there's an example on the bottom right slide. And for me, I said, oh, I want my first choice is healing crystal stones 101. And my third choice or my second choice is three, journaling for the soul. So I put 1, 3, my name, Julia, and then SBR. And I'll do that right now too. Yep. So there you go. And then that's going to help us put you in the right breakout wellness activity. And we'll be putting this also in the chat. So if you need a reminder, if you're still trying to figure it out, we'll have two folks, Mika and Rachel, be putting it into the chat. So we'll be doing that throughout. So, and if you're having trouble too, feel free to private message any of the hosts or co-hosts if you need help, because you can tell us, like Linda put in the chat for, and we can go in and change your name if you're having trouble changing it yourself. So thanks, Linda, for already showing us how to do that. All right, so that's our tech check, and I'll pass to Kia. Oh, and Peter, you have a question?
Oh, sorry, I'm on my phone. My bad.
Oh, no worries.
I'm trying to figure out how to rename myself.
Yeah, go for it. No worries.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. So our agenda today is we're going to have a slideshow, SPR updates. Then we go into our OFCY updates, our wellness activities, announcement, and closing. Next slide. So before I start the show, I want to thank all of you for sending us photos, newsletters, flyers from your programs. This gives us a glimpse into the amazing work that you all are doing. So thank you so much. If you see your program or recognize a program partner, please feel free to shout them out in the chat. Also, if you recognize the Oakland-based group playing in the background, please add their name and the name of the song, which I do not own the rights to. You know, we have to say that nowadays. So I'm gonna jump right into the slideshow, and I hope you all enjoy.
Thank you.
again, thank you all for the pictures, the videos, newsletters, flyers. As you can see, we really enjoy reading them, looking at them, sharing them amongst each other. So thank you, thank you, thank you for the amazing work that you all are doing. Next slide.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. Just wanted to give some updates on the evaluation side. So if we could move on to the next slide. Thank you. All right. So I know it's been a long and often challenging year for many of us, but still, I can't believe it's already May and this grant year and the grant cycle is almost over. So we just wanted to take a moment to remind everyone about our annual timeline for the evaluation activities. So today we're all the way down there at the bottom left corner where we have the, that blue little circle right there that represents our convening today. And I'd like to focus in a little bit on the most recent evaluation activities and then also what we have coming up. So Marianne, if you could move us on to the next slide. Thank you. Oh, sorry, go back one more. Perfect. Okay, so in the last couple of months, in February and March, we held interviews and focus groups with a number of you. And I want to take a moment to thank all of you who took part in that and gave us the opportunity to hear about your successes, your challenges, and your lessons learned over the last year. It was really rewarding to hear all of your stories, and we will be able to put all that information into our final report and share back with the public and with City Council. We also sent out a program survey in February. And this survey was meant to be submitted just once for each program by a manager or director, someone who can speak about the details like staffing and program activities. We didn't receive a completed survey from a number of you, so we're going to be relaunching that survey later this week. We just wanted to give people a chance to focus on the participant surveys. So we put a little pause on that, but we will be relaunching that. So if we haven't received your survey, you'll be hearing from us soon. And then in March, we sent you all your mid-year program profiles, which includes a summary of your CitySpan data for the first two quarters of the year. So we send these out because it's a great opportunity for you to check and make sure that everything in CitySpan looks right to you. So please let us know if there's anything looked off in that report. And then in March and April, we asked all programs to complete the administration of the participant surveys. And we've already received a lot of those. I want to thank you all for helping this really, really important piece of our evaluation. We really believe it's important that we're able to highlight student, youth, and family voice and be able to share that feedback with the public and with City Council. We are still waiting for surveys from a small number of programs. So we'll be reaching out to all of you this week. We do ask that you try to submit those surveys as soon as possible. So that will give us time to process the surveys and do all the data entry so that we can provide your final program profiles in October and then also release the public report. So that's our last two activities for this grant cycle is sending out those final program profiles in October and then releasing the public report. And on the next slide, this is just a reminder for how you can find your mid-year program profiles and then also your end-of-year program profiles when we get to that. So on our evaluation spreadsheet, which we've sent to you a number of times and I'll also put in the chat in a moment, you can find in that purple column a link to a Google folder that should have all of your program profiles from this grant cycle on it. And we will be sharing that with you again in October when they're released. We put a link to that in there. Okay, if you have any questions, you can shout them out now, you can put them in the chat, or you can also email us at ofcy@spra.com. And again, I wanna thank you all for all your support and all these evaluation activities. It's been so wonderful working with you guys over the last 3 years. And just give a moment to see if there's any questions before I pass it on to Kia. Okay, All right, pass it back over to Kia. Thank you.
Thank you. So I will jump right into the OFCY updates. Next slide. So as a reminder, quarter four progress reports are due July 15th. If you have any past due progress reports, please submit them now. Next slide. So our grantee corner, we asked in the registration, do you have any questions for OFCY that you hope to be answered at the May convening? And the main one was a RFP update. So I will pass it to Mike or Scott.
I'm not sure if Mike is in the room, so I'll give a brief update.
Thank you.
So we have our planning and oversight committee meeting tomorrow. It's public, anyone can attend. And that is when the full planning and oversight committee will receive the funding recommendations made by the review subcommittee. And if those recommendations are accepted, we'll forward them to the full city council in June for adoption and hopefully get a resolution at that point. So if the planning and oversight committee does adopt or take action to move forward the recommendations to the full city council, we're hoping to get notices out to the proposal contacts on the following day, Thursday, whether you've been recommended for funding or not. And then if you haven't been recommended for funding, there'll also be information in that email about the appeals process where you can appeal for three very specific reasons as noted in the RFP. You can take a look at that. So, just a reminder that substantive disagreement with the decision of not funding isn't a basis for appeal. It is, you know, as much as this is the last grantee convening and we want to celebrate you all for all the great work that you've done over 3 years, especially given the pandemic, I also want to recognize that, you know, some of you have checked the POC packet already and realized that you haven't been recommended. So I just want to acknowledge that. It's a very hyper-competitive process. I believe this year we've received almost 250 proposals for like $36 million or $34 million, which is way more than the projected little bit under $18 million that we have to give out. So yeah, there's a lot of quality proposals that came in that which we just don't have the bandwidth or the dollars to fund everyone. So I just want to acknowledge that. There's a question, how does the June City Council vote affect summer programs? And we run into this every 3 years. And it's just the late execution of the contract, mostly. I believe in the past, we've had people go on the fact that they've been preliminarily recommended by the POC to sort of move forward with their summer programming. But yeah, nothing is final until the city council adopts.
Thank you, Scott. Next slide. Do we have any more questions? Also, I do want to point out that it was Souls of Mischief 93 till infinity. So I'll send you all, put that in the chat. That was the song that was playing in the background of the slideshow. So you are correct. All right, next slide.
All right, thanks everybody. Now we will be going into our wellness and self-care activities. Just a reminder, we put in the chat to rename yourself. If you're not able to rename yourself, feel free to put in the chat just your choices, and then we can rename you and we can just put you in the right one. So right now we have all the folks who've chosen into the right ones. And then if you haven't, we can do it after we send folks in. So next slide. So if you chose, and I think everyone got their first choice, we're able to do that. So you'll be with Mr. Ra from Lotus Bloom doing healing stones and crystals. If you chose number two, you'll be with Rachel from Left Coast Power Yoga doing yoga and meditation. If you are choosing three, you are with Jehan from Chapter 510 Inc. doing journaling for the soul. Four, you'll be with Tez from Destiny Arts Center doing Get Up and Move, mix of dance and martial arts. And then five, that's an opportunity if you just want to informally connect and chat with other folks who feel like doing that this morning too as part of their wellness. You'll be in there with those folks who opted in. So we'll be in these rooms for about 30 minutes and you'll have a 60-second reminder that we'll be closing down. So you won't be thrown back into the main room. And if you're having any trouble, you can always come back to the main room or ask a host to come check in with y'all. So I'm gonna open all the rooms now. Thanks for, let's see. Feel free if you wanna come off mute too. And you can just tell us what you prefer. So Peter, Sabah, Stephanie, Jewel, Johanna, Harold.
You can put me in any room. Okay. It doesn't matter to me, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
I chose the healing crystal one.
Okay, assign one.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then
I can go into four.
Harold, four.
Four or five.
Johanna, you said any room, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I could go into any room too.
Who is that?
Jewel.
Jewel. Okay. Thanks, Jewel.
And Peter with five. Sorry, I never figured out how to rename myself.
Yeah, no worries. No problem. And then Stephanie and the phone number. If you're on the phone, you can just verbally tell us what you prefer. We did it, Caitlin.
Good job.
I don't know if we got Tess as a co-host, but hopefully.
I did.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. They really came at the last minute.
Yep.
And then Rachel threw me for a loop because she was there like the whole time, but she heard it said Rachel M. So like, I didn't know who that was.
Oh, I didn't even see, because I kept searching for Rachel. And for a long time, all I saw was Rachel Lissea and Rachel overall.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So someone must have slipped in while I was looking at emails. Yeah, I guess Mike, Mike is having a hard time getting in because he can't find, because I listed him as a co-host or an alternative host, which means that if you try to, he can't find.
That's what happened to Scott, right? Last week when we did the run through.
Yep. That exact same thing happened. I just saw it, you know, I've been busy, you know, trying to admit people and make people co-hosts. But I just saw it like, about 10 minutes ago and advised him on what to do to get around it. But maybe he'll be able to join us. Maybe not.
Right. No. Do you want to go into a breakout room or do you want to hang out in the main?
I'll just stay here just in case, you know, there are technical things that need doing.
Maybe I may pop around and just see how things are going.
Yep. I'll hold down the fort.
Thank you.
Sure.
I always get scared though that I'm gonna like join and then I'm gonna like try and come back to the main room and I'm gonna accidentally close.
Oh no, has that happened?
I've done that before, but if I'm scared, maybe I'll just stay in one room the whole time.
That's an option. Or, yeah. I mean, worst case scenario, you can always just reassign everyone into that room.
Right. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll maybe I won't pop around. I'll just go in one room and hang.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. See you later.
Some folks are still in their breakout rooms. They have about 40 seconds. So we'll give everyone some time to come back. If you need to take a break, you have 30 seconds before we get back to bed. I think everyone's back. I hope that folks enjoyed their breakout rooms, that you found something that maybe you didn't know you needed today, or perhaps you knew you needed it and you got it. Next slide. So part of our email out to folks today is the digital wellness gift bag. So all the folks who facilitated our wellness activities today have contributed to this digital wellness gift bag. And actually all of you also contributed, because we'll be sharing our Spotify OFCY convening playlist with y'all in the gift bag. We'll also be sharing the list of different activities that folks do for their own wellness. So we'll be sharing out that list. When you registered, some folks shared what they do for their own wellness. And some different things are in the gift bag. There's gonna be a free yoga class from Left Coast Power Yoga. Mr. Ra has a special prize gift for the first three folks. So make sure you open up that digital gift bag and see what's in there. And then also, you know, the first three folks get Mr. Ra's special gift. So you might wanna check that out, so that you can see how you can be maybe one of the first three folks. Next slide. And yeah, we just want to give first off a really big thank you to Rachel, Mr. Rod, Jehan, and Tess. So feel free, you know, round of applause, you can react or put something in the chat. I know in some of the breakout rooms, people are already showing a lot of love in the chat to the different folks facilitating our wellness workshops. So thank you so much. Thank you for your time and sharing your gifts with us today, and also the digital gift bag offerings that you're sharing with folks too. So just want to show some love for our folks today. Thank you. All right, so the next part is our announcements. So I got some emails and we got some responses on the registration. So we'll go through the slides for the announcements, but also want to give you an opportunity to feel free to put some announcements in the chat, and we'll go through them right now. Next slide. So Destiny Arts Center has a performance coming up on the weekend of May 6th through 8th. So you can purchase your tickets here and come and enjoy their show, which is in collaboration with some different folks like the Elders Project, Bandaloop, Destiny Junior Company. Next. And as I said, we'll be sharing these slides again. So if you want to click the link, check this information later, we'll be there. Oakland LGBTQ Community Center has their new space opening, and now they have a town youth club every second and fourth Friday. They also have a youth vogue night. Come check it out. We have Brookfield Elementary students are holding an Oakland Natives fashion show, and that's open to all of Oakland. And you can contact this email right here if you want more information about that. And you know, if you're here from that organization and you want to put more information in the chat, now's a good time too. And with the annual fundraiser for BORP, the Revolution Ride, Roll and Stroll on June 18, and that's in Santa Rosa. And you can register at this link and get information from that email. We got Havenscourt Youth Jobs Initiative is hiring after school instructors. So please contact this email address if you're interested in, or you know someone who might be interested. And thanks, Chris. I see dropping some other announcements in the chat. And Prescott Circus Theater is having their group reservations are open for their free summer performance. And they also have April 23rd is their showcase at Mosswood Park. So come out at 1 p.m. Friends of Peralta Hacienda Youth Programs. They're having their Danza Azteca Festival at Peralta Hacienda, May 15th. It's coming up. Youth Beats having their year-end film screening. That's at New Parkway on May 17th from 6 to 8. That's coming up too. Chris in the chat shared about Boot Camp for New Dads. Libre, a program of Spanish-speaking citizens foundation. They have their Aztec run, and that's Sunday, May 15th. A lot of stuff coming up this spring. So come and register and get your run on. And let's see, Ujima Foundation wants to share their Freedom Riders Inline Skate Academy. And on the vein of wellness, they noted that this is a has many therapeutic qualities. So those are Wednesdays from 11:30 to 5. There's more information at that link. Also, here's if you're interested or you know someone who might be interested in being a court-appointed special advocate in Alameda County, here's a little video. You can share that with folks or you can check it out yourself and maybe volunteer. And before you go, you know, a big part of today was really just thanking you and celebrating you for the work that you've done, the work that you're doing today, and the work that you're doing in the future for Oakland, for our youth, and for our families. But before you go, we'd love for you to fill out this survey, which Rachel has put into the chat. And it's really quick, so this is faster than normal. There's less questions. So please take a moment in these last, you know, I don't even know what time it is. But take a moment before we end and fill that out. We'll put some music on so that you can fill it out with some music. And before you go, after you finish the survey, if you could put in the chat, we'd love to hear about what you're looking forward to this summer. And just a reminder to keep a lookout in your email too for that post-convening email that's gonna include our digital wellness gift bag. And I'll let Marianne put on some music, let you fill out that survey, and then we'll see in the chat what folks are looking forward to.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want
to... Yeah, feel free to announce some that.
Can't let this thing called love get away. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my hardest.
Gonna love the chat, thanks for coming today.
So good to get it right. So I like
to see you
looking at me when I'm walking past the mirror. Ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change my life, my life. Just fight.
Finish the survey, feel free to call us if you're looking forward to the summer in the chat. And then
the best that I might treat yourself to something new. Keep your head up high in yourself. Believe in you. Believe in
me.
Having a really good time. I'm not complaining. Hey. And I'ma still wear a smile if it's raining. Oh, hey. I gotta enjoy myself regardless. Hey. I appreciate life. I'm a lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it high, keep it together if I want to get better. See, I won't change my life just by.
y'all. Hot girl summer, hot people summer, all summer long. Michelle. Gladys, yes, thanks Rachel from Left Coast.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's Michelle. Gonna be a good okay. night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it.
It's DJ Marianne.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna.
Thanks, everybody. Survey links in the chat. Thank you so much. Hope you all have a great day. Thanks, Mr. Ra. Cheers. Take care.
Start removing participants, I think. Are we debriefing, by the way?
We have extra time, yeah. Okay. We can debrief.
Okay. I'm just gonna start, I guess, removing people. Okay. Oops, maybe that's not the right way.
I got it. And I think that's everyone.
Report.